There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den. We are shooting episode 52 Inside the Wolf's Den and our third relationship series called Staying Connected. So I'm excited about this one, about relationships. And I mean, come on, we've been together what, 25 years this year. We'll be celebrating our 18th year wedding anniversary. Got that out. And we've been working together for 22 of those years. So we must be doing something right, right, yeah, Sean?
I agree. So, I mean, we get a lot of compliments on that stuff. And I'm usually, I'm horrible at receiving compliments or, you know, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And it's probably something I need to see a counselor or something like that. But no, I mean, when you really look at it, I think we got to give each other a lot of credit. I got to give you a lot of credit for you for staying with me for 25 years. That's no easy task at all. So, I mean, I think, yeah, we got to give ourselves some credit and working together that long for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, staying connected, you know, to your spouse for long periods of time. I mean, it's going to take hard work, you know, hard work, commitment. And then you throw in working together, that's a whole nother level. So, sure. You know, yeah, I mean, you have to definitely work at it. You know, it's, I think you said this earlier, it's a return on your investment, right?
Yeah, I mean, but just staying connected, we wanted to do something about like all those years. And then, you know, Joni and I work together, we office, you know, 5 yards from each other, the office is next door, and we have lunch every day together, and that's, we spend a ton of time together. So how do you and I stay connected? How do you and I keep that chemistry? How do you and I not get bored with each other? How, you know, how does it keep thriving? And maybe not even, yeah, let's take it another step. It's not even about just maintaining and just existing together. It's about even thriving and growing even closer and developing even stronger relationship. And you throw kids and business and everything else to it, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And to be honest with you, we work at it. I mean, we're not perfect. And I think that, you know, we go through some rough patches just like everybody does. But when we hit those rough patches, we tend to bounce back quickly because we take care of the issue. You know, if we, I mean, come on, we've been to counseling a few times,
yeah,
right?
Cool.
But, you know, and it's usually because we need to reset. We need a reset. Like,
yeah,
something's going on. You know, tank is not being filled with.
Let's just be honest. You go a little crazy, and we just and she needs to reset the replug button on you or something. But no,
crazy.
Yeah. In reality, yeah. I think, you know, Joni and I, you know, even though yes, we have a strong marriage, you know, there's a lot of things that we do well, and we've lasted this long together, but. Yes, we like any other relationship, mm-hmm. you know, and our marriage is no different than any of yours out there who are listening. And so, you know, we go through peaks and valleys just like everybody else. And there's times we're on 100%. There's times like, you know, the couple of times we've gone to counseling and just like we can't seem to overcome the, and it's you, when you really look back, it's like, man, that was so silly. Like, why do we keep arguing over the same, like silly, like dumb issue constantly? And it's like, but you just couldn't break through it. And I think when you get to that point where it just becomes like the littlest thing can just set you off and it's like right back to where you were. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. That was a good point. The resetting dramatically helps. And we found that it's usually, we need those resets when our love tank is
empty.
Just, is empty.
Yeah, I mean, because the littlest things can set you off. So we've learned throughout the years that, you know, we're trying to fill that piggy bank up, you know, with your love language is acts of service, right? And so, I'm trying to fill that love tank up as much as possible. And the same thing with you. Mine is
affirmation.
So you do the same thing. And when that tank is empty, when that piggy bank is empty, you know, that's when the nitpicking that you do to me or the nagging that you do to me, it just explodes over nothing because my tank is empty.
I mean, Joni loves affirmations. And so the funny part is my lowest score is in affirmations. So meaning I don't need them or don't, but I also at the same time, it doesn't come natural for me to give affirmations.
Right.
And so I had to consciously be aware and think of it. And I had to, hey, Joni, you're looking beautiful today. Hey, you know, all that working out you're doing is really paying off. You know, just the smallest
things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I need to constantly remind myself, give myself, and some pointers is I try to, maybe I'm not that smart or something. I have to actually physically, like, I'll put in reminders for myself or I'll put in things in my calendar where it'll, it'll come up on my calendar like, hey, remember to give Joni an affirmation.
Dude. Yeah, I think that's great. So, I mean, that's great for our listeners to hear because I think that's, we do forget. And if you don't have those reminders, then, it's easy to just let it slip away.
Yeah.
So,
well, and then that's when our peak becomes empty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yes, I have, when I get tired and just long days or something, I tend to nag more in any little thing, toilet paper, the clothes on the floor, shoes, it's something just, and it, every little thing. And I take it as like, she's deliberately doing that towards me she's not, but it those days when I'm tired, but if her piggy bank's not filled, then she reacts, negative to those. Where before, if her piggy bank's full, she's like, hey, I understand he's just tired or he had a stressful day. I understand where it's coming from and you're more aware of it and
yes.
you get through it.
And that's the biggest thing is being more, you're aware of it, And so like, I'm able to like catch myself before I snap, he didn't mean anything by it. So just take a deep breath. And I mean, everybody has a code word. Our code word in our house is timeout. So if we know that we're irritating one another, that's our code word. Like, hey, take a step back. Like,
I'm about
to go crazy.
I'm about to explode on you.
Another point. So if you haven't read the book, The Five Love Languages, I think you should read that so that way you know what your spouse's love language is.
Correct.
I think that's the first step is knowing what your spouse's love language is. So whether it's, words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, physical touch. I don't like to be touched too much. So
You don't?
Your spouse might not. Just kidding.
We won't go there. This show is PG. So, but no, and something that you do you do well for me is I like acts of service. So, it could be the smallest things. It could be, giving the kids baths just because.
Yeah, because I know you had a long day at work that's the least thing that you want to do is.
Correct. And, it could be as simple as making, I notice, maybe because it doesn't happen so often, I notice when Joni makes dinner. Putting you out there.
Hey, I used to make dinner before life got crazy, okay? I'm just smarter now. I just have somebody else do it.
But no, when she makes dinners and all that and takes the time to prepare it all and makes dessert with it or whatever, like it means a lot to me. And I know it's an act of service that she's doing for us and our family. And it goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And it just, the mood, like my mood particularly just, it just brightens the day.
Yeah.
And you feel warmth in the household. And,
mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's a great point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, staying connected, with your spouse for many years, it's going to take a lot of commitment, like Joni said, energy, raising your standards, mm-hmm. And work. And something that I've tried to do, I heard this, I don't know where I heard it from, but I thought it was a great point. Rather than calling it work, because I think there's a negative connotation when you say, you got to put in the work and do all that. It's kind of like it's something uncomfortable you don't want to do. But if you change that and say it's an investment. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a big difference. Because an investment, and I'm gonna preface this too with I'm gonna get into even though it's an investment, I think some people think that just because you invest something like automatically. Especially with like maybe millennials, you expect you're going to get a return right away, or you expect you're always going to get a return.
It doesn't happen overnight.
And it doesn't always happen. No, number one, absolutely. It never doesn't always happen. And number two, sometimes it could take a very long time. So, but I mean, rather than calling it work, I think investing in your marriage, mm-hmm. and investing that time or investing in their love language. And, we're not counselors and therapists, but I don't know where your guys' relationships are, but yes, and there's times where, if you're on, been on rocky, you're in a rocky place, just because you make an investment one night doesn't mean, that's probably years of neglect or issues, and mm-hmm. it's not going to change things overnight. It's going to take a long time, and it may never change. It may not be able to save it, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, investing in your marriage normally will give you a return and it pays off. So whether that be the acts of service or going the extra mile or gifts, and the biggest one is time.
Yeah. And just like it. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think that, as we've gotten busier with business and, having kids and our kids in sports, I think that that's the biggest thing is where I think a lot of relationships, they just get stagnant because they don't spend time together. They don't take that time to have date nights and quality time together. Correct. And I feel that's extremely important in a marriage. If you want your marriage to thrive, like, you have to keep it fresh and you have to, do things together that you used to enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. you and I love to go to sporting events together and, mm-hmm. We like to go to movies together, just whatever you guys like to do when you first started dating, that's what you have to start. That's what you have to continue to do.
Correct. Yeah. And those are great points. The time, Joni doesn't like movies or going to movies, but she does it because I love movies. Yeah. The kids love movies. So Joni invest time in that, and even though it's something that she doesn't, doesn't give her a lot of joy or value, but she does it anyway. But mm-hmm. I think time's so big, and this is, lately too, some of the times we've gone through counseling and stuff like that, I've been neglecting the time issue, and it's not that I'm away from the house or gone or doing my own thing. It's that even when I'm home, I'm not necessarily,
you're not engaged.
And I'm not giving you the mm-hmm. true full attention and the time you deserve. And so whether I might be watching TV and you're, and we're sitting right next to each other, but you still feel like you had zero time with me because I'm tuned into mm-hmm. that and you're waiting or just wanting to talk and just wanting to spend time. It could be as simple as you just putting your phone away, putting TV, just quality time, just sitting and talking together.
And you talk about putting it in your calendar, and we do that even with our time. This time, from this time to this time, we're going to mm-hmm. spend time together. It's not going to be TV. It's not going to be, Facebooking or social media, whatever. It's going to be, Sean and Joni time, mm-hmm. and that's it.
And it's something else along with time is and not everybody's going to be able to do this. I understand there's, we just came through a pandemic and, not everybody's going to be able to travel. Mm-hmm. But Joni and I love to travel, and it's something that we enjoy spending time together. Now, yes, we enjoy bringing our kids and family and traveling with them, but there's also times that Joni and I love to travel just you and I. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I think people sometimes take that as like selfishness or whatever, but in order to keep a marriage long enough and to keep it thriving, we enjoy that quality time of traveling together. It's time that we don't have to do the events of that the kids like, and we can do adult things, mm-hmm. and we get to dress up for each other and have really romantic
dinners. Absolutely.
I think, if you're not taking that quality time, even if you have a family, taking some time, and it doesn't have to be exotic trips. It could be, you driving somewhere mm-hmm. together and spending that time, you know, and it could be just nature, and it could be hiking, it could be simple things that I think, but just spending that time together and reconnecting. So
yeah, absolutely. On the other side of it too, I feel like you also have to take time for yourself, because I feel like, you know, I love fitness. I love working out. I love, you know, eating healthy, and that makes me feel good about myself. And if I feel good about myself, I'm going to feel good for you. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's part of it too, is just taking that time, quality time for yourself, so you can, you know, kind of clear your head of whatever, you know, negative business, yeah, whatever's going on in the world. Right.
Yeah.
To kind of get your head straight.
Correct. And we've talked about this. So like, I'm a big Ed Milet fan, and something he was talking about the other day was raising your standards in every area of your life. And I thought that was great. And I wanted to relate it to marriage here and relationships and raising your standards. It's similar to like having goals, but the difference is like a goal is like you're working towards a certain milestone, mm-hmm, and raising your standards is something that you're going to practice daily. So mm-hmm, it could be being on time, and you're raising your standard where you're always going to be on time. But something that in our marriage is this is something we're very good at, and I know it can be exhausting at times for certain people, but we constantly raise our standards. Mm-hmm. So like like fitness is a good example of that. Like you have done a very good job and example for us of like, hey, I'm going to raise our standard. I'm going to keep fit, and I'm going to keep, and don't get this wrong, we've had valleys and peaks in our fitness.
No, yeah.
And, you know, you've gone through, you know, having large children, thanks to me.
And so like 60 pounds.
Yeah. And so it's not been easy, but mm-hmm, I'm just saying like, you've always worked towards that because, you know, you want to be attract. You want me to be constantly be attracted to you. You want that chemistry. And I think that's another crucial part to staying connected is you guys got to feel there's still got to be the emotional and physical attraction that there was when you first started.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm more attracted to you today than even before.
I think you're
a very attractive woman, but you've also maintained that. You're getting better with age. So I'm blessed in those ways.
But. Yeah, no, I agree totally. So I mean, feeling good about yourself is part of it, you know. And I thrive because if I feel good about it, I'm going to continue to exceed and feel good for you. So.
Correct. Yeah. So I mean, that's just raising your standards, raising the standards of that time, like you're going to, you know, spend, you know, an hour or 2 hours every week with your spouse one-on-one, or mm-hmm, it could be raise your standards where you're going to be fully engaged and what's the word I'm looking for? Present, you know, with them during certain times. And so you block out certain times in your calendar and you're going to be 100% present, mm-hmm, in your marriage and be there during that time. And then you can go back to work at another time or back with your kids or whatever.
And that's something that we talk about, being present all the time, even in our family. And I think one thing that's helped us, you know, in our relationship is that when we get home from work, you know, work stops, you know, mm-hmm, it's about us and our family. And so, and that's really hard for some people because, I mean, it's hard to let go of those things if you, you know, are on social media or, you know, and I'm not perfect at it because I do it as well. And sometimes I'll catch myself like, you mm-hmm, know, like, okay, this is not the time for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've even had to like say, you know what, I'm going to totally get off social media for I think you went almost mm-hmm, a month or 2 months just because it was like, you know, I need to,
it's like an addiction, like, yeah, oh, I got to see what's going on, you know. And just removing it all together from your phone, then you can't, I mean, you have to go to your computer to do it. Well, that's an inconvenience, so I'm not going to do it.
You kind of got pissed about it, but it was because it was frustrating. Like you're like, well, it's not worth it. But if it's on my phone, I'll look at it. But yeah, I mean, you did that for us.
Definitely helped. Yeah.
For me. And then I think you can raise your standards and your finances as well. Cause mm-hmm, I think that, you know, whether it's spending or budgeting it's obviously going to affect your relationship.
Yeah.
If you're having financial issues. So, you know, looking at raising the standards of that and working towards that as a couple together, you know, it's a big, whether it's paying off your debt, mm-hmm, so that you have that freedom and You know, all those things are going to contribute towards having a more successful marriage and raising the bar. So continue to better yourself daily. We've talked about that on numerous podcasts, that we
be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, every day. And so I think if you do that, you know, when you talk about working on yourself, I think that's going to help your marriage and portray in your marriage and make it last.
Yeah. So,
any last words about...
No, that's awesome. So if you haven't read The Five Love Languages, I highly recommend it. It's a great book. And, you know, knowing your spouse's love language, I think that's extremely important. So
awesome.
Good start.
Well, here's to the next 25 years
together. Let's go.
You guys, if you guys are liking the podcast, please share it. Please like it and subscribe to watching it. And if you need anything or help, please reach out. We'd love to chat with you and connect. And otherwise, we'll see you all next week.
See you, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.